Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right. Joey Linderman is here as well.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
We're glad you're here. We're going to do a big intro of Joey in a little bit, but Jesus has been waiting for quite a long time. So, Jesus, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. You got a question for Joey?
Yeah, sure do. Good morning. Two questions. Number one, as far as I've had a pecan tree for about 18 years, and have, you know, I've seen very few pecans get, you know, I haven't really received any pecans from it. So I was wondering if there was something that I was missing with it. Was it that I didn't fertilizer, or maybe a certain fertilizer that I needed to put in it, or not sure about that. And the second question was really in regards to, I've got two citrus trees, same scenario. The first season, they gave out plenty of lemons as far as that first year in oranges. But after that, I haven't seen much of anything. Any ideas on what I could do as far as to improve that and get some fruits?
So, you know, pecan trees really, they need another tree within, you know, a certain distance of them, or it helps anyway, and it doesn't have to be real close, but, I mean, within a mile even, you know, it'll be fine. Bees and whatnot will carry that pollen around and pollinate them. Fertilization is important also, so if you hadn't fertilized them, now's the time, or coming up in the next couple of weeks anyway.
If you've never fertilized them, it might be wise to do that, because they do take a lot of copper out of the soil. And so, you know, getting a special pecan fertilization routine going and doing one. So, sorry to interrupt you, Ben. Just keep
going.
That's
okay. That's okay.
I do want to say also with pecans, in orchards, they do require some stress every year. So, if they've been growing kind of unerringly and you haven't pruned them, a little bit of pruning can do pretty good.
Okay.
That makes sense. But, yeah, those two things. Are you watering it regularly, or too much, or too little?
Yeah.
Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, we're watering about three times a week. Just depends, you know, if it rains or it doesn't rain as far as down here and stuff. But it gets plenty of water. You know, I've used a commercial as far as, you know, I have used some fertilizer as far as just the tree spikes, the citrus tree spikes from Scott's. Is there another type that you guys would recommend as far as on that?
Well, if we're still talking about the pecan tree or either of those trees, if they've been established for a while, three times a week is probably too much water.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I would just not water your – if it's 18 years old, just stop. You're done.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me it sounds like you've kind of coddled this tree. And I would just say, you know, let it go. You know, it's like that poster. You know, if something is yours – I don't know what the poster said. But, like, you've got this tree and – it needs stress to want to make babies, and that's what those nuts are. And so in orchards, they actually have these, like, baseball bat-looking things that are kind of more like a flatter baseball bat, and they beat trees with them. They slap the sides of them over and over and over, and the idea is it gives the tree a little bit of stress. Well, pruning can do the same thing. The citrus spikes are not good for pecans. That's – really, they're not good for anything, in my opinion.
It's like feeding your goldfish horse food.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So the pecan specifically needs a copper. Is it copper?
Zinc.
Zinc. Yeah, thank you. A zinc fertilizer. So just, you know, online, look it up. You'll have to get something that's ionically kind of compounded. And then I would do a compost around the whole area of that you've got this pecan.
As far as the citrus trees, I'd make sure, A, back off on the water. B, fertilize them with a good citrus fertilizer, something specific for citrus.
I'd say Nelson Plant Food, if you're, you know, that their citrus is awesome for recovering citrus.
Yep. And then also make sure it's getting plenty of sun. You know, over the years, trees grow, things change, and if they're getting, you know, less than half or three quarters of a day of sun, then you're not going to have near as much production.
And Jesus, I know you're getting a lot of information. One unfortunate thing happened when you first get a new citrus tree. If you let it make fruit that first year, what it will do, it'll kind of stop making fruit for a few years to focus on root growth, where if you can cull the fruit if you can just not let it make any fruit this year, you'll see that next year you'll start getting a lot more fruit. So the idea is that you force it to grow roots, and you'll start seeing more fruits later on. So,
gotcha. Okay.
But hey, so really, prune the trees, all of them, and we got we have some videos online about how to do that with citrus. Prune the trees, fertilize them appropriately. So Nelson Plant Food for the citrus, find some zinc fertilizer for the pecan, and then stop watering. That's our bits of info for you.
No, that's perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Jesus, for calling. Well, we love it when people call in. Home Show Garden Pros, that's what we do. So going to give you your big introduction when you get back. But before then, we'll talk about Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. So this is out in Katy, real Katy, old town Katy, beautiful part of our city's space. And we're talking about fruit trees. I mean, there's so many pecans and citrus in Katy. It's not even funny. Actually, it's kind of funny when you think about it. But Nelson Nursery just has so much great stuff. So this is Katy's nursery, full service nursery. And so full service that they do landscaping too, and they do installations of all different kinds. So on top of that, so they have landscape quality plants, bedding plants, annuals, perennials, shrubs, trees, herbs, veggies, even aquatic plants that you really can't find many places. They got a great selection of mulch, totally just said that wrong. And like a lot of the stuff you expect to grow your plants, so good fertilizers, good amendments, soil building things. You get there, and just going there is an exceptional experience. It is an escape in itself. And what I love about that is it invites you to design. It invites you to imagine your space. So a great way to get inspiration is just by going to Nelson Water Gardens. Getting there, and the nursery's got the great plants, and then you see all these great ways to use the plants. So in addition to plants, they have an awesome selection of pots and ponds and fountains, ton of yard decor, all this cool stuff. Again, you can do it yourself, and they can help you do that, or they can do it for you. So they have that great element to it. The water gardens part of it is so creative. They're really known for this. And that's a great way to just add the gift of water music to your backyard. Make your space more relaxing. Make your space more inviting, a place you really want to be. The Nelson Water Gardens team there is nationally recognized. So right here in our area, we have nationally recognized experts in water gardening. So decades of experience. They can help you make your dreams come true. Check them out online, nelsonwatergardens.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
Your fireplace. It should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified home show pro, 281-724-3400. Or visit lordschimney.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, Joey Linderman of the Linderman Clan. Enchanted Nurseries, you're specifically Enchanted Gardens.
Yep.
You're the man, the leader. Grand Poobah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Just the regular Poobah, other times.
Correct.
So that's an interesting word if you don't say grand, It reminds me of Pooh Bear. Yeah. I could see that, kind though. Of. I could see that. Yeah, well, you're here with us. So what's happening? What's going on?
Oh, the weather's beautiful outside. The clouds just went away. The sun's out.
It looks gorgeous.
Plants are growing. Lots of pretty things out.
Today's going to be a great day for gardening. Or garden shopping.
Yep. Got lots of fruit trees in this week.
So. Ooh.
Ready to go.
Anything you want to bring up? Any fruit trees you want to bring up?
You know, got a huge fresh batch of citrus and all the stone fruit came in. Got, you know, a lot of the multi-grafted trees that have several varieties of peaches on,
that's so
on each
nice.
Tree or plums on each tree.
Sometimes those are hard to kind of tend to and care for, but man, to get four or five different varieties or three or four different varieties in one space.
Yeah, I think
so,
you know, three is good. You know,
yeah.
The different varieties grow at a different rate. Sometimes
right.
one's going to take over the other. But I've got a 3-in-1 peach tree in my backyard, and that thing's been there for 6 or 8 years. And
that's awesome. Yeah, you should get like a little extension of your window of fruit growth, mm-hmm. and in one spot. So yeah, that's fun. It's always like, what? Whoa! You know, where do you guys get your citrus trees?
Brazos Citrus,
awesome.
Down in West Columbia.
So that's
locally grown.
They're one of the best growers in our area, really careful growers. George down there is mm-hmm. an awesome guy, and they really have advanced a lot. You know, there was a major citrus problem called citrus greening in our state, and you had to take all these important steps to be able to grow citrus, and a lot of citrus growers just said, you know what, I'm done. And not that many rootstocks grow great in Houston. You really want to get a few of the right ones, and, you know, you guys are carrying good
yep.
rootstock, so
yep.
kudos to you.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, you can't bring citrus across state lines. That's against the rules.
Correct.
And so everything has to be grown in Texas, but like a lot of major citrus is grown down in the valley where their soil is completely different than ours. So, again, you know, applaud for Enchanted. Woo, yeah, he did it. So, awesome. Well, this is a live radio show. Danny Milliken sitting here with Joey Linderman. And a lot of ways to connect with us. So calling us is a great way to connect, kind of like Jesus did with his awesome questions. 713-572-4610. Joey just made the hand sign to the face, which means give us a call. A couple other different ways to connect are the Facebook page. So that's Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook. Ask a question, post a comment, if you got pictures. Another great thing to do is to go to our website, and there's a Ask Danny button where you can hit the button and send me a question, and I'll answer the question. But I'll also often, not always, but often, you know, if you've put a bunch of cuss words in it, I'm not going to read it online, but read it online and get another view on it. So we got one of those. You want to answer a question?
I do.
All right, great. So this is from Peter Wynn. The question is, one of your shows mentioned adding an eighth to a fourth inch of compost to lawn to grow roots deeper and better lawn health. It mentioned aerate coring before, but I have a bunch of mosquito misting tubes in ground that could get damaged from coring. What other alternatives to coring can I do? Thanks.
Alternatives to coring or aerating. You know, I have not done that much aerating in my days. You know, I think topping it with compost is going to be, you know, the biggest thing that you can do. You definitely don't want to poke a bunch of holes in your mosquito tubing.
No.
That could be a problem.
That brings up a whole other topic, though. You know.
What is it?
Well, I just want to concur, though, with you really quickly that, you know, the question is kind of like, I want to compost top dress and aerate. What's an alternative to aerating? Well, compost, if you think about it, compost top dressing is an alternative to aerating. You're just going to get a lot smaller holes. They're going to be microbial-sized holes. Right, and they're going to be earthworm size holes of the earthworms coming up and eating the bacteria that you put down on the ground with that compost. So it is an alternative to aerating if you can't do it. The mosquito misting, I'm wondering what he's misting with. If it's a soil-based mist, I guess maybe to kill larvae in the soil or to keep a fog over the yard. But if that's good or bad for his microbial population.
Yeah, that would be something to look into for sure.
And if so, then, you know, doing a compost top dressing maybe a little bit more often, maybe twice instead of just once.
Yeah, to replace some of that
yeah.
stuff that's getting depleted.
Yeah, it's getting destroyed.
Destroyed.
Destruction. Rawr! We don't like destruction. We like growth. We don't like starving or killing things. We like feeding them. That's where Nelson Plant Food comes in. Feed your plants. They're healthy. Yeah, I know, right? No, grow like a pro, man. Choose plant foods made for Texas, for Texan plants, also for Texan soil. So Nelson Plant Food, they got this stuff called NutriStar. Man, is it the jam. 11 custom blends specific plant needs. So Dean Nelson created Nelson Plant Food for landscape professionals and had a lot of great success there because he made such a great product. And now he kind of bumped up his original product to be this NutriStar stuff. So it's available to feed hibiscus, roses, azaleas. We mentioned citrus, veggies, a lot of different stuff, plumeria. And also you can think of in whole categories, you know, tropical, fruit-bearing, things like that, needy plants. So we're talking about a fast-acting, long-lasting fertilizer. And one thing that I love about them, it really is, if I got an indoor plant that I got to deal with, NutriStar is my go-to for indoor plants. So if I got a potted plant I'm trying to grow, because really in a potted plant, indoor or outdoor, you don't have the big ecosystem of a large food web to deal with. You have what's in that pot and you. And so if you can add slow release appropriate fertilizer to that pot, you're going to have a healthier plant. So that's where Nelson Plant Food comes in. NutriStar is really great. But it is really great in the soil too because it works with soil biology. It's not neglecting that thing. A lot of fertilizers actually can kind of work counter to soil biology. So if you're like, are putting down some 15-15-15 and then trying to compost top dressing, you've done two conflicting things. Well, the awesome NutriStar is not going to do that. If you're trying to really build up your soil, using their stuff for shrubs is going to work really, really well because it works with that soil's biology. They've done a great job providing the best nutrition at the right time and the right amount. And I love that so much because it delivers healthier, longer-lasting plants. It's so great. So look for the gold star to find Nelson Plant Food at almost any Home Show Garden Pro location. Feed your plants. They're hungry. NelsonPlantFood.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With the Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
We'll have more from the Home Show Garden Pros coming up. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. A lot of sports out there, but more gardens.
Lots of them.
That's right. So, yeah, we're here. Joey Linderman.
Hello.
Enchanted Gardens here with me. Talking gardening, taking your calls, answering your questions. 713-572-4610. We're going to keep doing that now. Danny, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Wait, is this me?
Hello?
Hello, Danny.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. You got a question for Joey?
Yeah, I have a question. I have an orange tree that produces every year pretty decent. Been there about 9 years in Dickinson. But this year we built a shed about 10 foot away from it, a 10 by 10. And the few oranges that did come, they sort of shrunk in and never really produced anything.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to do something for next year, see what I could do.
So you said they did what? They sunk in? Like,
yeah.
Shriveled up?
Yes.
You didn't leave them on the tree for too long, possibly, and past their prime?
Usually, you don't get the good oranges until mid-December.
Right. Okay. So you've been picking them, or looking at, checking them the same time you usually do.
Yeah, they wasn't like it was in previous years.
Right. You know, it could have had, you know, some kind of effect from, you know, any effects from nature, but the storm a couple of years ago could have done something to it. Did you have some problems in your area?
Yeah, how was Harvey for you?
It flooded about everywhere, but not where I was at. Across the street, but not the yard got flooded.
So my kind of experience listening to people all over the city dealing with stuff is people that actually had their lawns flooded, you know, got saved from some of the compaction damage. You know, I wouldn't trade spaces with them as a non-flooded person at all. But those of us with fruit trees, that compaction, I think, really limited fruit production this year. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are like you, Danny, and like me, Danny, that really had much worse fruit or much, much lower fruit production, or both. And so my belief is that it's compaction around your roots. I'd check the roots again, see if you got any new ones showing. I am going to get some compost and kind of use that as mulch for all year. I'm going to do it all year because I love my citrus. I like eat a lot of it, make a lot of juice, use my lemons and limes for a lot of different fun things. So I'm with you, but that's my take on it. I know we want to stop blaming Harvey for stuff because it's been over a year, but man, that compaction, it has to be undone.
Right. Yeah, this is the worst. I've been here 9 years and never liked it.
How many? Yeah. No, absolutely.
And one bad crop out of 9 years isn't that bad, you know? So don't lose faith in it.
You know? Don't despair. I don't think it's the shed. I'll just say that right now. Citrus can do great against buildings. They usually handle change pretty well. I doubt it had roots that far out. So, you know, I would put down some citrus food from either MicroLife or Nelson or both. And then I would put about an inch and a half of compost as a flat layer everywhere under the tree. That's what I do.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Danny. You know, a lot of good topics, good advice out there, good ideas. We love answering questions on the show, 713-572-4610. If you're looking for ideas and you really want to get deep into stuff and have a long conversation, look no further than the 9th annual Sugarland Home and Garden Show. Both Joey and I will be there. So not at the same booth, at different booths, but it's next weekend, January 19th and 20th, and it's at the Stafford Center. And so, yeah, I'd love to see you out there. I'll be out there from 1 to 3 on both days just answering gardening questions. So go ahead and put it on your calendar, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, January 19th and 20th. And I got to tell you, you'll be doing me a favor if you come talk to me, because sometimes I get, you know, a little lonely at those shows. So, yeah, if you want to explore the latest outdoor living ideas, soil blends, home solutions, gardening tools, and hundreds of new products, it's all going to be at the 9th Annual Sugarland Home and Garden Show. That's what it says here. I just read it. It says show. No, but it'll be the Sugarland Home and Garden Show. A lot of cool stuff. I'll be there. Tom will be there. Joey will be there. And Will will be there, too, some of the time. Womp womp. So you can also save $2 off admission right now. Go to homeshowradio.com. There'll be a banner for the Sugarland Home and Garden Show, and you can get $2 off and free parking. Boom. So their website is sugarlandhomeandgardenshow.com, or better yet, go through our website, homeshowradio.com, and get that $2 off, if you know what I'm saying. All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
'tis the season to spend some of that money Grandma gave you and fix up your home domain.
The 9th Annual Sugarland Home and Garden Show returns to the Stafford Center next weekend, January 19th and 20th. There'll be over 200 local home improvement professionals. The star appraiser of the Discovery Channel show, Auction Kings, Dr. Laurie, returns. And so will Tom Tynan, answering your home improvement questions during and after his live broadcast. There'll be free parking, and you can save a couple of bucks with a discount coupon at homeshowradio.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, Katie's full-service nursery. Warren Southern Gardens, get you growing because their roots run deep. The Arbor Gate, take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Connect with all 6 Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Joey Linderman's here with me, Danny Milliken, answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Terry, you are on. You got a question for Joey?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Yes, what it is, I live up in Cold Spring, which is San Jacinto County. Yeah, and I bought some fruit trees from the big box stores about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Growing great, doing everything. Also about 15 Italian cypresses, but I have deer up there, and the deer just annihilated them. Didn't eat them. They just took their antlers and rubbed them all down and broke them all to pieces.
Mm.
So I cut them back, and I covered them up, and they just... they just grow only about a foot is all they do, and they just won't grow anymore. I'm assuming I just need to dig them up and start all over again.
The same thing's happening to all the trees?
To do the growth. All of them. Every
one. The Italian cypress and the fruit trees.
Italian cypress I had to pull up and discard because they just annihilated. They rubbed everything off. There's no repairing those at all, unfortunately. But I'm more worried. Like I say, the cypress, all my citrus trees are there. The pomelos, I have the limes with the pink fruit in it. I have the mandarins. The only thing they didn't touch is my pomegranate trees. Is all they didn't touch because of the bush.
So first thing I can think of, you know, the problem with the deer, yes, that definitely set them back some. But as far as them not growing any more than a foot, make sure that you didn't plant them too deep or mulch them too heavily. The top layer of roots on pretty much all plants is used to getting a little bit of oxygen. And if you mulch them or too heavily or plant them too deep, then it kind of suffocates them. It won't kill the tree, but it won't let it grow either. So they just kind of sit there. So you ought to be able to dig down right next to the trunk and see where your native soil or your mulch that you put on there ends, and then the soil that was in that pot originally begins. And you don't want, you know, more than 2 inches probably on top of that existing root ball that was in that pot.
Okay.
So,
all right, I do have a, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Terry, how big were the, when did you plant these trees, and how big were they when you planted them?
Like 3 years ago, 3 and a half, yeah, 3 years ago. And they were a nice tree. They were 2 foot trees.
And they got mangled by the deer, and now they're 1 foot trees.
They just won't do anything. I mean, and here's another thing, too. It's kind of weird. And maybe they're growing, what do you call it, the offshoots or whatever? And they have spikes on them. They have thorns on them. Every one of them almost identical.
Yeah, a lot of times that's called a water sprout. It's a defense mechanism that citrus really do a lot. Now, when you say fruit trees, are they mostly citrus you got?
Yes.
So have you checked to see that your growth, do you know what the graft line is on that plant, where the graft line is?
I do not.
Okay, so on the trunk, you know, it's going to be somewhere on the trunk, anywhere between 4 and 2 inches, maybe, you know, I mean, give or take a couple, but... it's going to look like a diagonal scar all the way around the trunk. That's where they've taken a rootstock plant, and they've taken a fruiting branch from a known citrus, right? And that's why they can name the citrus genetically. And they've grafted the two. So it's like they put a new arm on it. Yeah. And that's how we have proven fruit. But if the deer damaged the tops of all of the citrus, they may have broken off and killed the fruiting part of it, and you may only have the rootstock left growing.
I think that's what it is.
And some rootstocks are dwarfing, not the pomelo. So do any of them look any different than they used to? Like they have
Yes, all of them, just about all of them, except the I forgot the name of the lemon one with the pink meat in it.
Eureka.
Yeah, that actually looks the same. Everything else has changed.
Hey, I appreciate your call, and my guess is that's part of what you're dealing with is, you know, the deer, they jacked up your fruiting branches, and you're left with mostly rootstock. If you don't mind sending me some pictures, I'd love to kind of take a look, a real close look at some of the leaves on some of them, and we can diagnose whether or not you just got to scrap those or try to regraft onto them. But you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's an Ask Danny button, and you can put as many pictures as you want in an email.
Okay, I'll have to do that later this week. I'm working today and tomorrow, but I'll do that. And then, but I'm thinking, and I keep on hearing everybody say, don't buy, you know, nothing against the big box stores. I just need, I want some nice, because I plan on retiring up here.
Sure.
And I want a nice orchard. I mean, I do. I want apples. I mean, I want everything. I tried to grow apples, but my apple trees just do not grow for some reason. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, let's schedule a consultation, and, you know, we can talk about really making a big plan and getting to it. So there's a lot of good fruit trees, a lot of good fruit citrus trees in our area. So no reason not to start right, Terry.
All right. I'll do that. Well, thank you for taking my call.
No, we appreciate you calling in. So we are going to take a brief moment to talk about Nature's Way Resources, and then when we come back from the break, Tommy, you are online. So, Nature's Way Resources, what is there to say? Pretty much nothing. Just kidding. Everything, because soil quality is the key to healthy gardens. You know, you're in a situation and you're let's just, I don't know, thinking off the top of my head, you have a lemon tree and it gets damaged by some deer and you want it to recover fast. Well, if you have excellent soil, it's going to recover even faster. Or you got a veggie bed and you're planting your seeds, but then what's the deal? They're not coming up very good, or they come up and they like freeze. That's a soil quality issue, right? You start to see more acorns falling on your tree. You know, that's soil quality. So using great compost can vastly improve your soil's quality. I'm talking like rapid growth, massive change, massive improvement. And Nature's Way Resources makes such high quality compost that people order it like nationwide. People order bags of this stuff and ship huge amount of money to get bags in because it's that good. And a healthy soil saves you time and money. You know, how does it do that? Fewer diseases, less watering, healthier plants, more produce. Pretty amazing. So Nature's Way Resources, their leaf mold compost, incredible stuff. It's made from all these different food sources. So like leaves, grass, veggie food waste, horse manure, and then they compost it for a really long time and they get really, really hot. And because they're doing it for so long, it actually matures and you have this incredible, irreplaceable compost. And then they mix it into several mixes. So they got vegetable mix, a blueberry mix, a citrus mix, a mix for lawns. That's the stuff that you really want to cover your lawn with when you're doing a top dressing. They also have a great potting mix that I love so much. Divot mix if you got holes in your lawn, lots of cool stuff. A great way to get your grass to smile, to have just beautiful grass, is by top dressing with compost from Nature's Way Resources. We talk about this stuff all the time because it works so well. It really does. Using compost as kind of your first medicine when you've got an issue is a great way to get your whole space healthier and healthier. So check them out online. They got a great website. They got a great blog. John, the owner, is really passionate about making Houston a healthier place. And if we started with our soil, we would definitely get there. So look at their blog, check them out, natureswayresources.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Tick tock, you don't stop. Time just keeps going on. Home Show Garden Pros. That's an interesting song for what's happening here. You know, very interesting song. So 713-572-4610, Joey Linderman right here. Danny Milliken here answering your gardening questions. Tommy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Tommy.
Yes, sir. A couple of years ago, I planted some tycoon tomatoes and had the best crop I ever had. But the last couple of years, I haven't been able to find the tycoon tomatoes. Do y'all know where I might be able to get some?
You know, there's been a seed shortage for the last couple of years, but I am pretty sure we've got, I think, somewhere around 55 varieties of tomatoes this year. I'm pretty sure we were able to get our hands on some tycoon seeds this year. So you ought to be in good shape starting mid to late February this year. Tycoon's was a really popular one, and I don't know why the shortage happened, but I'm pretty sure they're getting the stocks back up on them.
So that's Enchanted Nursery and Forest. Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest will have tycoons this year.
Yep, sure enough.
I would go get them as quick as I can, though.
Yeah, there's probably not going to be that many of them, so I would say start checking with us, like I said, mid to late February.
Can Tommy reserve some?
Yeah, if you want to give us a call, and we can put your name in our request book, and we can give you a shout when they're ready. Sure.
Do you have any other tomatoes you recommend?
Lots of good ones out there, you know, depending on if you're looking for a cherry tomato or a slicing tomato, paste tomato. But, yeah, I'm a fan of the cherry tomatoes just because they ripen a whole lot faster.
They make so many.
Yeah, and they make a whole lot of them, depending on what you're doing with them.
Well, it sounds like you're covered on the giant size one. I'm a big fan of black plum is one I like, and it's maybe like a, you know, ping pong ball, a little bit bigger than ping pong ball size. And again, sweet millions, like those are great cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I there's a lot of good tomatoes out there. One I've really enjoyed a lot is Cherokee Purple, and it just has a really unique flavor. So to me, with the tycoon, those make a good kind of combination because you'll have different sizes, and you know, you'll always have that cherry tomato making, you know, 10, 15 a day. So,
could y'all tell me where Enchanted Gardens is located?
Enchanted Gardens is near KD Cinco Ranch, Richmond area, at the corner of 723 and 359 near Foster High School.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Tommy. It's so funny, you know, it's like tomato season, just boom, it's on everybody's mind, you know?
Right around the corner.
It's so funny because it's like last week, very few people were thinking tomatoes. Now it's like, but the thing is you do have to start seeds early. You can't wait till, you know, March to start seed. You can't wait till March to plant plants.
Ours are already started in the greenhouses. Well, I sent you those pictures the other day.
That's awesome.
Of all those seedlings. Yeah. So it's time.
I didn't cry. All right. So, here we are, Home Show Garden Pros, taking your calls, having a great time, 713-572-4610. In addition to this being tomato season, it's kind of tree season as well. And so Joe and I are going to explore planting trees and how to take care of some trees, what to do right now. Do want to talk a little bit about what's happening at Memorial Park. So next Saturday, April 19th, is our Arbor Day. So this is a giant volunteer experience where all we do is plant a bunch of trees. So almost 900 trees are going on the ground. We need you to come out and help if you can. And again, that's April 19th, Arbor Day. If you want to sign up for it, you go to the volunteer link at the Memorial Park website, which is memorialparkconservancy.org. But if you just Google search Memorial Park Houston, our website will pop up there. But there's a little registration deal. Love to have your help. We'll provide the tools, some coffee, some snacks, and all of the fun times to be had. So come on out. There's lots of other ways to volunteer. You'll learn that if you go on the volunteer website. Another cool tree-related thing happening April 19th is St. Arnold's Brewery is doing a tree giveaway with conjunction. They have a couple partners that are giving away a ton of trees. So if you want some free trees, check out that. Just go to their website, StArnoldBrewing.com. And a lot of fun tree stuff with Memorial Park Arbor Day and then that tree giveaway. A lot of fun to be had next Saturday, April 19th.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros. Danny here with Joey Linderman, answering your garden questions, 713-572-4610. Hey, when I was talking about Memorial Park and the St. Arnold giveaway, I said April 19th. Well, that's January 19th is what I meant to say. So don't write April 19th down on your calendar and show up expecting to plant some trees. We will put you to work if you do that, but it may not be planting trees. Yeah, January 19th is Arbor Day and the tree giveaway at St. Arnold. So a lot of fun to be had that day. Anyway, Joey. Joey's sitting here with me.
Yes.
Just right now, only have a few 12 minutes left with him. Wah, wah. And then Tom comes on to do, you know, his awesome magic with home improvement, making all our lives better from the inside out. We're going to start on the outside in, what really counts.
That's right.
The outside. You know that saying, don't judge a book by its cover?
I do know that.
Me too. It's a good saying. So yeah, it's just a really good saying. You know, it's like, don't judge people before you get to know them. Yeah, so, okay, trees are important. Now is kind of like tree season.
Now's a great time to plant trees. That way they get their roots established before the heat of the summer comes on. So not only does it make it easy for the trees, but it makes it easy for the gardener. You don't have to water as much. You don't have to worry about them drying out.
Yeah. So it's, you know, January 12th right now. February is going to happen.
It is.
Right.
Happens every year.
We're from mid-February, means we're going to be pruning roses, shrubs, planting veggies, full on. Then March is going to happen, right? We're going to be swamped with beginning of lawn mowing, lots of growth, need to fertilize, probably planting some new flowers. Then April's going to come on, start warming up. You know, I'm just saying, your window of doing kind of some focused tree care things is going to be closing pretty quick. So what are, like, in your mind, Joey, what's, like, two, three things that they need to be doing for trees just right now to make?
Well, planting new trees, obviously, like we just talked about.
Sure, sure.
Trimming, if you need to trim your crepe myrtles, now's the time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and don't, you know, we don't need to whack them back or anything, but just cutting the seed pods off, and that'll, you know, every time you cut the little branches off up there, that'll make them branch out. And not only does it make it more full of foliage, but the more branches, the more blooms.
That's right. You'll get a lot more color.
Yep.
So is now a good time to fertilize trees?
Yeah, starting in the next couple of weeks for sure. That way, you know, you got a few weeks for the fertilizer to make it into the soil and
yeah,
into
really
the system of
down.
The plant to get to work. You don't want to wait till they've already started leafing out. You know, it's a little bit on the late side then.
Sure. What about mulching? I mean, if people feel like the holidays are over, everybody's breathing a little bit, but you got to mulch your meat trees. Have got to be mulched.
Yep, nothing wrong with mulching them now. You know, before, like you said, all that other stuff comes up. If anybody needs some practice on mulching, come to my house. I'll put you to work.
There you go. Get
yep.
some work.
And
down.
I'll tell you what you do wrong. It'll be win-win.
Oh, you get to yeah. It's like a class, and you get yeah. some hands-on experience. Wow. Oh, what's your address? No, I'm just kidding. Don't say it. Well, the great thing about mulching, too, is that you keep water in the space. Everything stays a little bit moister, so you don't need to water nearly as much. But also that when the roots start kicking off, you've really made a much better kind of breeding ground for the microbes that the roots want to have. So, and, you know, Joey and I are always going to warn you against volcanoing. Don't put any mulch up against the trunk of your tree. The bark is made to reduce air infection, not soil infection. So you just got to be really careful with all that stuff. So, you know, we got one more little segment to do, you and I, and then you know, we'll move on, sad face. But Joy Linderman here, Enchanted Nurseries, awesome place. If you're out West Houston, Cinco Ranch area, so great. But if you happen to find yourself up 249 and you're, oh, well, look, here's Louetta Street, right after that is Plants for All Seasons. Plants for All Seasons, man, they are, it's like a energetic, green energy, you know, sort of growing, exciting place to visit. So they got their saying there, get your green on, which I'm pretty sure you always have to snap when you say that. So get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. That's my big tagline. And it's exciting. It's energetic. They are passionate people. And so whether you're a master gardener or just getting started gardener, Plants for All Seasons can help you out. So one way they can help you is incredibly wonderful hand-chosen stock, be it a great selection of mulches and soils to an awesome seed wall they've got. So many great seeds from flowers through veggies. Cool little gift shop, but they have their own compost brewing system. And that is just such a great way to kind of really push plants ahead to health. Not push them ahead to success, but to health, right? Which is success for a plant. So their plant selection is huge. It's wonderful. Like Joey and his team, they grow a lot of their own stuff. So they got perennials, trees and shrubs, herbs and veggies, a lot of annuals, ground cover, grasses, a bunch of cool stuff they've got. So great pottery selection. They do a bunch of classes. So Plants for All Seasons offers classes for all ages too. So that's pretty cool to notice because they got stuff for kids and families all the time. They got this cool custom potting station. So I would suggest you walk in with your struggling potted plant, give it to them. They'll reframe it while you're shopping for other stuff. You come back, boom, it's refreshed and beautificated, and you're going to love that. So family-owned and operated since 1973, really good people. So get up there and get your green on at Plants for All Seasons, plantsforallseasons.com.
Cherry buys concrete, cracked, stained, worn-out concrete. You don't want it, but Cherry Companies does. They buy and recycle your old concrete. Driveways, patios, even old foundation slabs. Cherry buys concrete. It's good for you, your pocket, and our environment. Cherry wants to recycle concrete you don't want. Learn more at cherrycompanies.com or call 713-987-0000. That's 713-987-0000. Call Cherry and get rid of your old concrete today.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back! Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens here, 713-572-4610. Got time for one more question to answer. Diane, you were on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I've had boxwoods forever. We moved into a new, and if I watered them, they did fine. If I didn't water them, they did fine. I put in a whole row of boxwoods, and they keep dying. And is there like a doctor, a plant doctor that can come out? Someone said maybe my soil was bad, but I've never had problems with boxwoods, and they're all yellow and dying.
There's a problem with boxwoods sometimes, just like you talked about. How much are you watering?
They're not overly wet, and they're not dry. They're just, with the rain, I've turned off my sprinkler system, and they, you know, once a week, maybe.
Right. You know, all that rain we had in the fall, you probably could just now be seeing the effects from that. You know, once a week probably even is too much this time of year, especially with all that rain we had already. So if they're dying or yellowing, I would spray a fungicide on there. It could be some root rot setting in. B, I would fertilize with some sort of fertilizer. Boxwoods don't take anything, you know, really specific, but hopefully, you know, once you get the fungus or root rot problem under control, then some sort of fertilizer would help green the good ones back up.
Is there some person or a company that can come? I mean, I touch a plant, it dies. So is there a company that could come out and diagnose what's going on? Or
what area do you what area do you live in?
Bel Air, Gallery area.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that we do consultations, just a consultation in that area, but it wouldn't hurt to call our landscape office, and if somebody's in the area, they could certainly do a consultation for you.
What's that number?
That number is 281-937-0646.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it ever, can you ever get bad soil?
You know, did you get new soil recently, or when you planted those?
Yeah, sure, because it was a new house, and it's just they've never thrived. I've replaced them already once.
So Diane, I tell you a little bit about boxwoods. Is really when it comes down to it, they're more of an arid plant than anything. They really like being dried out, and so if with the wet fall we've had and a new build, you've got soil that's not draining, not really doing anything, there's a chance that they've just got a fungal problem. And so
I would
stop watering them. I would suggest stop watering them forever, and they will be fine. They'll be great.
Okay.
They like dry. And in Houston in this winter, it's been so consistently wet that you probably do have a problem. So if you got if you're worried about soil, the person I would call is Cliff over at Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions. So call Joe and his team, get to see what they think. But then the guys at Year Round, they fix soil. That's what they do. And so their number.
Go on.
Their number is 713-775-7224. And, you know, I would ask them to go ahead and help you mulch the space with compost. And that's going to do a lot of improve the drainage, fight off some of the fungi, and keep moisture in the area so you don't need to water at all anymore. So but it's a common problem for boxwoods to start fading if they're overwatered. And just the weather in Houston, nothing we could do, just got overwatered. So if you were adding anything to that, you know, it was already probably too much. So, hey, I really appreciate your call. We're up against the time.
Oh, thank you. You were great. Thank you, dear.
You're great, too. Okay. You know, love helping people out. And boxwoods, you know, they're bulletproof except for that one kryptonite of too much water. So, well, this has been Home Show Garden Pros. Joey, love having you on. Great dude. And Tom Tynan will be following us here in a little bit.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
Experience new home improvement solutions, ideas, and products at the Sugarland Home and Garden Show next weekend. Meet Tom Tynan, Houston's trusted home improvement expert. Explore outdoor living concepts. Save up to 50% on hot tubs and swim spas. Color questions? Ask Sherwin-Williams Color Snap Professionals. See Dr. Laurie's Antique Appraisal Comedy Show. Grab your discount coupon at SugarlandHomeAndGarden.com. The Sugarland Home and Garden Show next weekend at the Stafford Center.
Well, what a great day we had. It's a beautiful day outside. I get to go to a soccer game, and then I'm going to prune a couple of plum trees. You make prunes out of plums, and I'm going to prune a plum. Tom, what do you think about that?
I think it's obtuse.
Oh, nice.
Two different directions.
Okay, I like it.
It's like rotting plums and rotting grapes become raisins and whatever the other one was.
Prunes. I'm sure you eat a lot of those. You're kind of an old guy.
Yeah, I'm soon. Prunes
well,
and oatmeal.
Diane and Joey did a great job. Big thanks to Warren Southern Gardens and Enchanted Gardens for sending them in. You know, thanks for being part of the family too, bud.
You bet.
Yeah, so Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan starts right now.
Right now.